the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. And they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel.
Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? To whom let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." Exodus 5, verse 1 and 2. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Exodus 9:35.
Of the Lord who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. Exodus 12:26.
Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Exodus 14:13-14.
And the Lord said to Moses, "How dare you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore He gives you on the sixth day bread for today.
And they've made for themselves.
Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 and 38.